Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to improve your life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about dealing with haters. Haters. Don't you hate haters? The more you do, the more haters you're going to get. Unfortunately, if you don't have haters, you're obviously playing it too safe. Haters are detractors. So people who have nothing better to do than to go out of their way to negatively criticize you. Not constructive criticism, because constructive criticism is highly valuable. That's not what I'm talking about at all. We all know who haters are and what haters are, and their whole purpose is to just knock you off your path or to shake your confidence and to detract. Detractors is definitely a good word. But first, a quick advert. Martial Arts Incorporated, where we specialize in kickboxing, boxing, and self-defense. Private and group training for men, women, and children. Even if you're not located near Dublin 7, please feel free to check out our website, Martial Arts Inc. That's martialartsinc.com. As you'll get lots of information, and it's a really easy way to be able to contact myself with your comments or your views on any of these podcasts, or in fact anything really in general that you would like to talk to me about. I would love to hear from you, so please feel free to go to the website and shoot me an email anytime. So, as I said, if you're going to succeed at things, you're going to get plenty of haters. And the more things you do, the more haters you're going to get. So then the more things you try, the more haters you get, the more it does. The avalanche of haters can really affect and shake your self-confidence. We all want to be liked. We all want to be respected by our peers. We all want to be considered to be, you know, sound and or down to earth and you know, to be very likable, basically. But unfortunately, that's not going to be everybody. It's extremely hard to be very likable across the board. And not only that, but the more things you do, the more it's going to offend other people. Whether it's offending their own personal opinion, or whether they just don't want to see you succeeding and don't want to see you doing well because they reflect it negatively on themselves, on their own lack of drive or lack of goals. There's many, many reasons why people will turn into haters. And unfortunately, haters can be obviously people you don't know, which in and of itself is very hard to deal with. But it can also be people that you know, people that are close to you, family members, people that are, you've heard the expression frenemy, so somebody who's a friend, but are they really a friend? They're not really, they're actually ultra competitive, and they might be passive aggressive behind the scenes, and you, unbeknownst to yourself, and they're actually really haters. They actually really want to see your demise. They don't want to see you doing well, especially as it reflects negatively on themselves. And they're fine with you succeeding as long as it's at a lower level than themselves. So you know exactly the ones I'm talking about. It's very, very important to understand the process so that it doesn't stop you from continuing towards your goals. Because there's so many people are so afraid to try stuff out of the fear of what they think other people are going to say. That's enough to shake everyone's confidence. Imposter syndrome is so strong in all of us. We all think at some stage we're all going to be found out. We're all not good enough. So when that's fueled by people saying negative things, I mean, especially to the whole internet, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all of that is designed for people to be able to anonymously say what they want to say in a harsh way and hide behind, you know, keyboard warriors, as we say, hide behind anonymous identities. So that the whole thing is designed. So when you have that fueled with your own imposter syndrome as well, it can really, really knock you back. And it will make you want to conform. So it won't make you want to in any way deviate from the standard path. And once you conform, once you don't deviate, once you do absolutely everything the way you think everyone wants you to do it, you'll never discover anything new. It's going to be very hard to succeed, because people that are successful, you know, trod their own path. So all of it is designed to stop you from doing that. So make peace with the fact that everyone talks behind everyone's back. I hear this all the time, people saying, you know, they shouldn't be talking about me behind my back. And they're very paranoid about the fact that people might be talking about them behind their back. People are 100% definitely talking about you behind your back. Everybody is. So accept that fact and don't let it worry you. Don't let it hinder you. Don't let it stop you. So yeah, don't conform. Shake the tree. Tread your own path. Be a non-conformist pioneer. So do your own thing. People trying to follow other people's path, the reason why they made it, or especially people that you emulate, you want to be like, or you want to have some of the success that they have done. If you try to follow the exact same path, it doesn't always work out like that. Yeah, you can emulate a little bit, but generally you have to go your own path. People don't want two of the same person. You know, that person's already made it. So if you're trying to be exactly identical to that person that's already made it, unless you're an impersonator, I don't see how it's going to actually help you to achieve what you want to achieve. You have to be yourself. You have to shake the tree. I mean, do things your own way. Don't be one of the many sheeple. You ever heard that expression, sheeple? Following the crowd, being just a sheep, you know, just in the herd, following the crowd, doing what you're told. If you want a safe life, that's the way to do it. But if you want to achieve anything different from the herd, then you have to do things a little bit different, and you are definitely going to attract haters, definitely. So I've had a website since 1995. My business, my club, was one of the early adopters of internet marketing, email marketing, text marketing, all that kind of stuff, very, very early on. And I definitely think I was one of the first online bullied targets. And I was definitely glad it was me and it wasn't other people. But on forums and stuff like that, I came across a lot of negativity. Of course, all anonymous. Nothing that anyone would say to my face directly, or ever did say to my face. But everything was questioned. I was charging too much. I wasn't ethical. I wasn't qualified enough. I didn't know what I was doing. All that kind of stuff. Anonymously, I had a fair idea. It was just coming from my other competitors in the sport and in the business that I was involved in. It was very obvious to me in a roundabout way. And all that it did was it just fueled my fire. It just spurred me on to want to do things that I probably never would have competed in MMA if my fighting ability hadn't actually been questioned. I'd already won a lot of things in karate, world championships in karate, and I'd competed a lot in amateur kickboxing. I'd competed around the world and I'd represented my own country. But still, everything was brought into question. So I probably never would have become a professional MMA fighter had there not been such, if there hadn't been, you know, the detractors and haters online. And I think it's a little bit of a different time now. It was a little bit more anonymous. And it wasn't, this was before there was even online bullying was even termed a thing. And as I said, I'm glad it was me and it wasn't somebody else of a weaker mind, because all it did was just spur me on, and it should spur you on too. Anything that you hear back, if it's constructive criticism, that's great. You can choose to make whatever changes to adjust it in your life to make things a little bit better. But if it's just hate for hate's sake, then definitely use it to fuel your fire and to prove them wrong and to go on to do it anyway. So that's simply what I did. I've had, speaking of karate, so when I started competing in karate, I had my karate haters. Then when I progressed to kickboxing, I had a whole fresh group of kickboxing haters. The karate haters were gone because I'd moved on to kickboxing. Then I had kickboxing haters. And the exact same thing happened when I started MMA. I had my MMA haters. So I've had totally different haters in each subject matter that I've gotten involved in. And in every area and everything that you try to do, that's just what happens, and it's just the way of life. I've got a good story for you, actually. It's the Irish lobster story. So the Irish lobster story goes like this. A man walked into a restaurant. Sounds like the start of a bad joke. But a man walks into a restaurant in New York and he sees the lobster tank. And in that lobster tank is a few lobsters and none of them have the elastic bands around their claws. So he calls the waiter over and he says to the waiter, look, that's very dangerous because, you know, those lobsters, they could get out. They don't have any. They don't have any elastic bands to stop their claws from working. It's that's not right. They could get out. And the waiter says, "No, they can't get out. They're Irish lobsters." And the man says, "Hang on a second. I have Irish ancestry. What do you mean by that? What do you mean that they're Irish lobsters?" So the waiter goes on to say, "Well, they're Irish lobsters. So what happens is, as soon as one goes to get out of the tank, the rest of them just pull them back down. So no one ever gets out of the tank." And I know I said regarding Irish lobsters, it could be true for any country, but, you know, especially in smaller countries, you know, we can be a nation of begrudgers where we don't like to see people get ahead. You know, Ireland is very much like a series of villages put together. So we don't want anybody to kind of think that they're above their particular village. So, you know, there's another story, yeah, about the tall poppy syndrome. That was one I think I heard about New Zealand, and it was when there's a field of poppies, the tallest poppy, the one that's the tallest in the field, is the one that when people are walking along, they chop the head off with their hand or whatever. It's the one that's targeted because it's standing above the rest of them. So it's exactly the same as the Irish lobster story. As I said, it is, I call it the Irish lobster story, but it could be any, whatever country that you live in, it could be whatever town that you live in. It's very true. People don't necessarily like to see people get ahead because of jealousy and resentment or opposing beliefs. And as I said, sometimes from relatives. People in general don't always get to hear your side either. So it's easy for a group of people to jump on a bandwagon against you as well. So I mean, that's something that you have to factor in. Imagine your voice wasn't heard, or it wasn't loud enough, or you chose not to try to defend yourself against some opposing criticism or opposing hate, and then because people don't hear, or sheeple don't hear your particular viewpoint, they all kind of jump on the bandwagon and they all adopt the same viewpoint, which is totally against yours. It could be very hard for anybody, and I see it happening more and more in today's society, especially when people don't have a large voice, or they're not famous enough to be heard, or they don't get the momentum to be heard, or they don't want to have to defend themselves. It's kind of like a newspaper writing a big damning article on you, and then you go through the courts, you prove them wrong, and all they do is post a little one sentence apologising, and no one ever actually reads that sentence. All they remember is the actual damning interview, or the damning article that was printed in the first place. So that's what I'm talking about. I have another good story for you called the fire truck story. And a friend of mine told me this, and it's really stuck with me. It's such a good story and it makes sense. And he said, basically, imagine you are on your fire truck. You've got all your other personnel on the truck. You've got everybody's ready. Everyone is rushing. You're flying down the road. All your equipment is ready. All your clothes are on. You've got your uniform. You're flying along. You're trying to get to the fire. So that is you on your mission in life, by the way. Just to spell it out. The analogy is you're flying towards your goals in your life. And on the side of the road is a load of yapping dogs, load of dogs barking at the fire truck as you're blowing on by. They're all on the side of the road barking away at you. Do you stop the fire truck, get out and deal with the dogs? Or do you continue on, blow past them towards the fire? It's very obvious what you do, but it makes sense. It's such a great analogy. It just makes sense. And the yapping dogs, the dogs on the side of the road, as I know you've already twigged, they are the haters. Don't bother stopping to deal with them. Blow on by towards your destination and towards your goal. So that's a very, very strong image in my mind. So it's something I always remind myself when I, if I ever think about stopping and having some small petty battles that aren't really important to the overall picture of things at all. So the ultimate revenge really is to simply live your own happy life. I mean, that's going to annoy haters more than anything else. If it's just if you're happy, that will get under their skin more than anything else that you could plan on doing. So keep your plans, your goals, your aspirations. I believe keep them to yourself. I'm not one of those that thinks, you know, oh, you make your goals and you to hold yourself accountable, that you tell as many people as possible so that they get out there. I personally don't believe that, because I think you're giving people too many opportunities to put criticisms in your head. I don't know how many plans I've made, and when I have voiced them, I heard, well, how are you going to do that? Sure, how are you going to get the money? Sure, you don't have the people in your life that can help you with that. You have no experience in that area. Why are you going to do it? The time frame, how are you going to, you don't have enough time, you've got this. And by the end of the conversation, you're so worn out trying to defend yourself that you actually have been put off your idea in the first place. And the fact of the matter is, you would have slowly but surely gathered the momentum with your plan. You would have gathered the people around you. You would have answered all those questions along the path. Because you know what the most important thing is in life? The motivation to carry on. That's probably the strongest thing. You know, I've trained many talented people, but I would rather have a motivated person every time, because motivation trumps talent. Talent without lack of motivation will never win. A motivation trumps talent every single time, especially in an endurance game. So don't give the haters any voice or momentum either. I know I've talked about my haters that I've had, but don't post it up on your website. Don't, you know, openly voice, don't, especially any individual person, because you're just giving them momentum. You're just giving them attention that they so desperately crave. You be you. Remain true to yourself and concentrate on what you want to achieve. If you do hear negative things, use it to improve yourself. So use it as constructive criticism. If it's not of a constructive criticism nature, if it's not something that you can use to better yourself, then put that energy, i.e. your frustration, into moving forward, into proving them wrong, or to moving forward towards your goal. And again, being happy in your life, because that's what's going to annoy them more than anything else. We all know that if haters were successful people, they'd be building their own legacy and they'd be striving for their own goals. They'd be too busy to be hating on you. So why would they be hating on you if they were on their fire truck going towards their fire? You've only got one life. You know, you are stronger. All of us are stronger than we think. Never let your fear of what people will say hold you back. Not even what people will say, of what you think people will say. Never let your fear of what you think people will say will hold you back. I could have very easily not have started this podcast if I'd sat around or thought long enough about what people are saying. Am I going to get my podcast haters? I would definitely, you know, I could have. I'm not the type of person to let things stop me. It's not the way I. But if I was of a different frame of mind, I could have possibly not done it. And it's just an example of how you might not do something for fear of what you think people are going to say. So the softened, watered down version of the expression is screw the begrudgers. You know, the real version is starts with the F word. Anyway, I haven't cursed so far in any of these podcasts, so I don't think I'll start in this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.